from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Toldot, a sign of real hatred. We have an interesting story, or some people find it not so interesting, story of Yitzchak digging wells. It's one of the main stories that shows something that Yitzchak accomplished. He was a great farmer, and he was also good at digging wells and finding them. So he dug the wells that his father had dug, and then they found some real fresh water. The shepherds of the area were fighting with his shepherds, and they said, no, the water belongs to us. So they called it Esek. Esek, because hit askuimo, there was some conflict over this well. So the diggers of Yitzchak dug some more wells. They fought over this one too. He called it hatred. Hatred? Why hatred? What was different? I mean, in the previous case, they were just fighting. And now, what's the explanation? And then by Take Misham, he went far away from there. By Achpor Be'er he dug another well. Lo Rav Olet, they didn't fight over it at all. By Kvashimo Rechovot. And that one, he called Rechovot. He called it a place of great largesse, a place of great expanse, a place of lots of room, because he said, Atahir Chiv Hashem Lanu Farinu Barat. Now, God is making everything expansive, open and wide and free for us, and we're going to be very fruitful in this land. And then he went to Be'er Sheva, which was a more common place for the forefathers to live. So, what is the meaning of all these different wells, and what's going on? The Ramban thinks that it has to do, there are three wells, it relates to the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash, and the third base of Mikdash. Only in the third base of Mikdash will we have a largesse, will we have expanse, will we have a room to breathe and relax. The Chizkuni says, look, first, they had an Asek, they had an issue. As the Malbim explains, you could argue against the wells of Yitzchak for several reasons. Number one, you could say that the water belongs to the public, doesn't belong to a particular individual. You could say that the rights of water are a public matter and doesn't belong particularly to this particular individual. But that's reasonable. But then when we argued about the second well, where there was no such argument, he said, wait a second, something's wrong here. It doesn't explain why it was hatred. He says, the first time, he thought, maybe they had a point. But the second time, he began to realize there is no argument. It's not about an argument. It's not about rationality. It's not about what's right and what's wrong. It's simply hatred. How do you know hatred when you see it? When there simply is no reason for it at all. But there's another message here as well. And that the Netziv points out that isn't this really Jewish history? Jews come to a particular place and they do well in that particular place. And the Gentiles in that particular country, they say, what is this? You're getting so successful. You're too big. You're stealing all the business. So we say, oh, what did I do? So first, they may make rational arguments. Oh, you did it this way. You should have done it that way. Then you realize there's no reason for it. What's the reason for anti-Semitism? There's no reason. It's a lack of reason. It's hatred. And then often there's a gerush, like over here in the previous story, Lech Meimanu. How did he get in the middle of the desert? He was chased out. He was expelled. Jews experienced expulsions from so many different countries, right? The best of countries have all expelled us. England, France, Germany, we've all been expelled from all of them. Spain. But the Tziv points out that ironically, when you get expelled, you go from this place to that place, but eventually, you get to Rehovot. You get to a place where you do quite well. Sometimes, Ufarinu Vara, sometimes you get to that place and you say, oh, well, now we've been chased out, everything is over, everything's finished. No. It very often turns out in Jewish history that we get expelled from one place, we go to another, and it's even more comfortable and more pleasant in the new place. He says, Rav Hirsch says this is a metaphor for so many anti-Semitic claims. They claim, oh yeah, the well is yours. You did all the work, but ours is the water. The water belongs to us. So, what is the meaning of this story? It reminds us that sometimes, you know, you try to justify yourself to haters, and it's not about logic. It's not about is this argument correct or that argument. Sometimes a hater is just a hater, and there's no logic, there's no reason, and that's what when you know you've hit come up against hatred when you've made all the arguments and there's still hatred. Our hope is that we can live in a world where we can have rational discourse, where we can discuss things. You have an ASEC, you have an issue with someone, you talk about it, and hopefully you can come to a resolution. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemon's congregation for our discussion of the Parsha, the various holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.